progress of Tony Scheffler now that he's starting to take more snaps in practice?
Well, the MRI, you know, was positive, so we know there's no chance for any structural damage. And now he's just got to get back in football shape and trust it. And we're going to play him a little bit each day and should be ready to go next week, at least practice when we're going against the Cowboys.
Mike, what do you think of Bosworth on the sideline? It seemed like he had some problems with the market.
The more he can do. That's what I said. Just like coaches. You never know for sure how long you're going to be here. The more you can do, the better off you are. Tim's doing a real good job. You know, he can play outside or inside. He's done a good job in their nickel rush. Very strong guy, you know, very mature and picking things up fairly quickly.
It's nice to see Jeff Schoen healthy and kind of showing what he can do.
Yeah, Jeff's made a number of big plays here in the last couple of days, and it's good to see him back. Like you mentioned, he's healthy and he's gone through these OTAs, and hopefully he makes the best out of his opportunity.
Mike, were you in a particularly good mood today? That you no pads at all, and the practice seemed a little shorter.
Well, it was a little shorter, about 5 minutes, but it's not a whole lot shorter. We're banged up a little bit right now, and we still had a good practice. They fought through it. You know, you can get a lot done if you practice at game day speed, and you know, even when we don't have pads on, we practice it or try to practice at game time speed. And these guys have been doing a good job, so. Hopefully their bodies can heal a little bit and we can get some of the guys back in the field and get after it tomorrow with some shoulder pads on. Pardon me?
Did you see what happened to Ryan Harris?
Yeah, I think he had a little tweak in his back. I'm not exactly sure how serious it is, but enough not to practice the rest of the practice, so hopefully it's not too bad.
Mike Bell was lining up with Travis in the backfield. Is he part of the plans for a two-back set?
Yeah, we don't talk about personnel. We've been through that before. So we've got a lot of things that we do getting ready for the season, and that's one of the reasons why people close practices, so you don't talk about all the different personnel groupings that you could possibly use. But, you know, we've been through that before. So when you see things like that, you know, a lot of times it's by injury, other times it's by design, and obviously during the season it's very important. Right now it really doesn't matter because halfbacks and fullbacks play each other's positions. So. If you guys would bear with me when the season starts, I'd appreciate it.
How's Matt Lepsis' progress? He wasn't out in the field today. Is he doing okay? Or?
Well, you know, the MRI is positive, so, you know, it's good news. There's no structural damage, and now he's just got to fight through it. You know, he's got a sore groin right now. It's going to be 1, 2, 3 days. He'll not play this weekend in San Francisco Monday night, but hopefully he'll be back ready to go on Wednesday.
How about Ben Hamilton? Is that just precautionary right now?
He's not going to play either, precautionary, just because we don't want to deal with a concussion. During the season, we'd probably be ready to go. At least that's what the doctors think. But I can't tell you for sure until a couple days from now.
Mike, is part of the reason you like working out with the Cowboys for that heat? I mean, if you guys can withstand a week there, it's going to help you, you know, come midseason.
To be honest with you, the heat has nothing to do with it. I just enjoy working against a different scheme. They're a 3-4 defense. We see that a number of times during the season, obviously. Wade Phillips, defensive coordinator at San Diego, will get a chance to work against a defense that we'll obviously see during the season. And then on top of that, usually the third week in camp, you get tired of hitting against each other. You want to see players go against people that they don't know, so we can evaluate some of the younger guys and get a little bit more spirited practice.
Your corners got a pretty good test, too, don't they? They'll be against one of the best receivers. I don't know how much they'll play against T.O.
It's the National Football League. You're going to get tested each week. Obviously, with Terry Glenn probably being out for a while, and T.O. obviously is back. You know, this is a National Football League. You better respect everybody because there's a lot of talent out there.
Mike, Marcus Thomas didn't play much last year at Florida. Are you looking forward to getting a good look at him on Monday?
Yeah, we'll get a look at him, get a chance. You know, he's a little rusty, as you mentioned. Anytime you don't play for a year, it takes some time. But the OTAs and the conditioning program that he's been through has really helped him. Now, as you know, you just said, he's got to get back in football shape, and we'll get a chance to evaluate him over a four-game time frame.
Lynch and Jackson back tomorrow.
Pardon me?
Lynch and Jackson back
tomorrow. Yeah, they'll be back tonight.
Tonight.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks.